Now, we all know the stress of picking out the right outfit, right? And imagine that most of the clothes that you see in the shops or even online are not going to fit. This is what happens every day for people with disabilities in Ireland and all over the world. And Dr. Shani Danda is doing her best to change that. She's working with Penneys on a new adaptive range, which is in stores now. Shani, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you. And I obviously have so many questions for you, but I just want to start off with, what are some of the issues that disabled people are facing every day when they get dressed that able-bodied people might not even be aware of?
Yeah, if anyone's listening to this and they can go into a shop and buy and wear clothes off the rail, you are so lucky, because there are so many people that just can't do that, and I'm one of them. So I have a short stature. I'm the height of about a four-year-old. And the issue is that clothes just aren't really designed for our bodies, for our different bodies. And then what happens is we have to either, you know, pay for costly alterations, or we have to get the scissors and tape to them ourselves. And it's not just us ourselves, but it's people that help us get dressed as well. Like, you know, it could be parents, family, friends, carers, especially if someone's got quite limited mobility. It really affects the type of clothes that you buy and that you need as well. And then, of course, it's how you actually get the clothes. Yeah. Sometimes stores aren't always accessible, you know, online shops and things like that, they're not always accessible for people. So there's a whole myriad of issues, really.
And Shani, like, I mean, we talk all the time about how people express themselves through their clothes. And, like, how does it make you feel when you hear that more clothes are designed for dogs than for people with disabilities?
It's shocking, isn't it? It's like, how can that be the reality? It's quite sad. Like, don't get me wrong, I know pets are a huge part of people's lives, and I'm really glad that, you know, there's options for them. But in what reality can there be more clothes for animals than actually human beings who create the clothes? It's shocking.
Well, it is infuriating, I imagine. And like, this got brought to my attention yesterday when I saw it, and I just kind of went, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shani, as a campaigner in 2025, how does the continued exclusion of different body types from mainstream fashion brands make you feel?
Such a good question. So I'm 37, and, you know, growing up, I grew up in a time where we didn't really see disabled people being represented, especially not in fashion. And if you think about it, fashion is one of those industries that can create trends overnight. It's such a, you know, a force to be reckoned with. And I feel like when it comes to disrupting people's perceptions about things, it does it really well. But it's been very slow on the topic of different bodies, and, you know, especially if we're talking about disabled people in particular. So I think, you know, what I try and explain to people is, it's really hard to exist in a society when, one, your body type is very different. Secondly, things aren't really designed for you. But then thirdly, in any depiction of, you know, representation in, you know, magazines or your beauty even, you never see yourself. It's quite lonely as well.
I imagine so. Like, what about your own personal experience, Shani? Like, when you were growing up, when you were a teenager going into your early 20s, like becoming a young woman, like, how did that drive you to try and make the situation better for future generations?
Yeah, I just remember facing, like, challenge after challenge after challenge. Yeah. And it was tough. And I just thought, this shouldn't be my reality just because I was born with a health condition. And, you know, if there's one thing that I would really love for people to understand is, many of us can either be born with health conditions or we can acquire them throughout our life. But that's not largely what makes our life difficult. What really makes it challenging are the barriers that we face. Now, these can be physical barriers, like design, for example, you know, design of places, spaces, you know, clothes, for example, or it can be the bias that people have against us. So like someone who's a hiring manager, for example, they might have certain perceptions against hiring a disabled person, for example. And we know that to be the case. There's so much research about these things.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, what really holds disabled people back is barriers and bias that we face, because we manage our health conditions. We have doctors and nurses that help us to do that as well in medicine. And for me, I really spend a lot of my time, especially as an advocate and as an accessibility specialist, really helping people to understand that and helping them understand they don't have to be a medical professional in order to remove these barriers and help us to have access.
Yeah. Like, we all know about like a changing room experience, and that's key to buying clothes, like when you're in the shop. But then what's it like for people who have a disability? Is that like one of the barriers you come up against?
Definitely. If you think about it, like, clothing plays a massive part in our lives, you know, from special occasions to day-to-day things. And I had a time in my life where I'd be getting great opportunities, and then 5 seconds later, I would have a sinking feeling in my heart because my next worry is, what am I going to wear?
Oh, God, yeah.
That was my reality because, you know, what you wear, it affects your confidence. And as you said, it's an expression of your identity. You know, I'm a Sikh Punjabi woman. I want to wear flamboyant clothes that reflect my culture. You know, Asian clothes are really vibrant, colourful. And that in itself is also very hard as well. Mm. So it's hard. It's hard when you want to use clothes as a way of an expression, as a way to feel confident. It's like you don't get that. It's not even a luxury. You don't even get that right, I would say.
Yeah. I mentioned at the very beginning about the new Penneys range that you're involved in. What is the general idea behind adaptive clothing? And what can you tell us about the new Penneys range?
Yeah, it is so exciting. And I have to start by saying, I genuinely never thought I would see adaptive clothing on the high street in my life. So to be able to work with Penneys and to help them on their journey of accessibility, honestly, has been a dream, especially just as a customer of Penneys as well.
Yeah.
So adaptive clothing, in a nutshell, is clothing that's designed specifically for the needs of disabled people. And that's why some of the features on the clothing have been tailored to the challenges that disabled people face. So some of the features include things like holes for people who are tube fed. We have got poppers instead of buttons, because buttons can be really fiddly for people with low dexterity.
Yeah.
We've got some really cool things like magnetic zips that help you put the two pieces of the zip together, and so many more features. But these are things, and you know, actually adaptive clothing in itself has typically only existed in designer brands or quite boutique brands. So that what that's meant is, although it's existed previously, it has been at a very high price point, and it hasn't been like easily available to get your hands on it like on the high street.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's really exciting. Not only are the clothes accessible, but actually getting them and the price point is equally as important as well.
Yeah, you're not trying to like save up and break the bank for something that is a necessity. You're able to pop into the likes of Penneys for this. You mentioned the zips there. Sometimes it can be just as simple as the shape of a zip, can't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, on a standard zip, there's just a little bit of metal that, you know, you use to pull up and down. But what Penneys have gone with is like a circle, like a ring pull.
Yeah.
So you have a much wider surface area, but you can also put your finger through it as well, which can also help a lot of people. It's been fantastic working with Penneys, and it's been even better hearing about the impact that the clothing's been having for people as well. Like, so many of my friends, you know, it's been a hard secret to keep, I have to admit. But now it's out there. They're, you know, wearing it, buying it. It's brilliant.
Oh, Shani, I'd say you were just busting at the seams to tell everybody, you know, because
obviously
it's a lifelong dream for you and your friends. And also, like you mentioned, the visibility, it's actually for everyone to see these in stores as well, and for it to just become part of the norm. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah. And that's what I really hope, you know. I hope it's not just going to be Penneys that, do this, because if I genuinely believe that if there is a fashion retailer out there and they aren't thinking about disabled customers, then I would suggest that their work really isn't complete, because you're not really designing clothes for all the different body types that exist.
Shani, this is just part of your work. What is the goal of the Business Disability Forum? And like, will its work ever be done? I assume not. Is it vital for this to be visible for inclusion?
Yeah, so the Business Disability Forum is a membership organisation, and that's what they do. They help different sizes of businesses and brands get inclusion for disabled people and accessibility right. They help businesses become disability smart. So I don't work for the Business Disability Forum, but I'm a really close ally to them and colleague. And, you know, when you're asking someone to do something different, it can feel a bit scary, right? If somebody asked me to do something I had no knowledge on, I probably wouldn't know where to start. Yeah. So an organisation like the Business Disability Forum is there to help you, hold your hand, and to share good practice and to connect you with other businesses on a similar journey.
Tell me this now. Do you think it'll be long before most brands, like, all include adaptive wear? Is this something that you're striving for, that it's not just one high street shop, that it's all of them, it just becomes part of it?
Definitely, because if you really think about it, accessibility is about having options and choice. So we definitely need more brands to get in on this action, because not everyone only ever shops at Penny's either. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, not only is it the right thing to do, but it absolutely makes great business sense. And I think, you know, if anyone's feeling a bit apprehensive, just partner with an expert, partner with, and, you know, put the community at the heart of everything that you do, and you will get all the answers to your questions and your solutions.
And ask the questions, I assume, Shani. You know, that's a big thing. Ask the questions.
Yeah. And don't be afraid, like, be bold and really commit to doing it. Yeah.
Dr. Shani Danda, thank you so much for taking the call with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was fantastic to hear all about your work and the new Penny's adaptive range. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after these.